A district court judge has heard oral arguments in a lawsuit over a vetoed Montana funding bill. The measure would have changed the way the state's marijuana tax revenue gets distributed. Senate Bill 442 passed the Montana legislature with overwhelming bipartisan support and would have earmarked 20% of the revenue to maintain and improve access to public roads on county lands. But Republican Governor Greg Gianforte vetoed the bill after the Senate had already adjourned. A coalition of environmental groups, including the Montana Association of Counties, sued the governor to give lawmakers the opportunity to consider overturning the veto. The association's Ross Butcher says because many of them are so remote, these heavily used access roads are often in need of repair and expensive to maintain.
And it's quite onerous for those local counties sometimes to maintain some of those. And the folks that are farming or ranching that are out in those areas, you know, those are their access roads, the farm-to-market type roads. It really develops a lot of tension between our public land users and residents in those areas.
In his veto letter, Gianforte called spending marijuana revenue on county road projects a slippery slope and said the state should not establish funding mechanisms for county governments. In addition to setting aside money to maintain the county public lands access roads, Senate Bill 442 would have also funded conservation and recreation programs, addiction treatment, and veteran services. The Senate had more than enough votes to override the veto if lawmakers had been given a chance, but since Gianforte vetoed the bill after the Senate adjourned, they couldn't. Butcher says groups are asking the judge to allow lawmakers to have the opportunity to do their job.
The legislator should be allowed to legislate. They shouldn't circumvent that because of a procedure that overrides the intent, which is that legislators should be able to legislate.
Butcher worries Gianforte's post-adjournment veto could set a dangerous and undemocratic precedent for future governors, allowing them to kill bills that have broad bipartisan and public support for political reasons. The judge has not yet ruled on the measure. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.